You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
One thing that has been discussed, so the city, that they have to go through this atonement to bring a calf and then to bring it as a special sacrifice to clean up whatever that went wrong. So it's a very uncomfortable and embarrassing matter, because forever they would know about the city that they did not take care of this person. So that's why such a thing happened to him. So now here, many times we do run into unexpected matter. Could be painful, uncomfortable, embarrassing. So now the point here is, how do you react to these circumstances? So for example, let's say you put some people in a box for 15 hours. How do they feel? You just lock them in, like 15, 20 hours, you put them in a box.
Dry.
How do they feel?
Dry.
Squeeze. Yeah, that's what happens to them. So how do the people take a flight? They're not in a box? Huh? Yeah?
Very different.
Well, why is it different? Is it comfortable to be in a box and even you cannot go out? I cannot open the window.
Your mind doesn't think that you're in a box.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you're thinking about the destination that you're going to go into.
Oh, so now if you enter this box and they lock the door on you, so you know, the end of the flight, you're going to see your uncle, you're going to see your parents, you're going to attend the wedding, you're going to go to Kotel HaMa'aravi. So it doesn't bother you, no? So what happens, all of a sudden the pilot says, we have to stop, we have to fill up the gas tank. So how do you feel now?
Angry.
Angry? Yeah, why? Why? Why?
Because you need the energy to get to the destination.
Understand. But you just said you don't mind. You know, you're locked into in this box for some times. And you're okay with it. Why? Because you say, okay, it's going to be over with. And then I'm going to enjoy my time. But now all of a sudden, you have to stop. You have a delay. So why does it make you angry? Why it makes you upset?
Inconvenience? Yeah.
But no, being in this box already is inconvenient. John?
It wasn't your plans.
Ah, Chazaka Baruch. Chazaka Baruch. Thank God we have the lawyer here. Yeah, it was not part of the plan. So as long as, you know, I'm locked in here for 15 hours, you say, okay, I'll bear with it. But all of a sudden, if there's a stop, and then you have to wait another 1, 2, 3, 4, Chasv Shalom, 6, 7 hours, you say, yeah, no, I'm not going to deal with this. That makes you upset. So now, when you were locked in this box for 15, 20 hours, whose plan was it?
Ribbono Shel Olam.
But when Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, you have to stop here for a couple of hours, whose plan is this one? The pilot. No, this is not the plan. So now here he said, no, this is too much. I cannot take it. What's going on here? What kind of air flight is this? How can we put enough gas before we take off? How come the tires doesn't open up? I can be then lubricate the tire. So then you get out of control. But here, if you were aware that when Hashem says, you know, you have to land here, and there's something to take care of, and it's better to not go straight, because we don't know what's going to happen, no straight. So then, you would accept it. But here, in life, that's what exactly happens. You bear with things, say, you know what, okay, fine. But then if there's a delay, there's a stop, and say, no, this is too much, I cannot take this. Why? Because, no, he did it. He caused it. It's not the plan of Hashem. So then your perspective all of a sudden changes. But here the message is that nobody can move a finger unless they move a finger in Shamayim. So when you're able, Baruch Hashem, to do this, that means they did it up there before you. So that means any stop in life, it's not that it just all of a sudden happened. There's no such a thing. Ibn Shalom handles and manages everything. This is a statement in Gemara. It's a very powerful state. It's right. No noge adam b'ma shemuchan l'chavero. What's the Gemara saying? Gemara saying that one does not have a power. Nogeya. What does nogeya means? What? Touch. What is that prepare, put aside for somebody else? It doesn't say you cannot take it. It says you cannot even touch it. Touch it. You understand? You cannot even touch it. More so that you're able even to move it or take it. So that means whatever that is put aside for somebody else, it's his. Why? We don't know. Why he should have it? I have no clue. But from Shemayim said, he's supposed to have it. He's going to take it. It's his. But if you want to take it, then it won't let you even to touch it. Forget about moving it or even coming close to it. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Every circumstances that we go through is tailor-made from Shamayim. And that's what you have to always have in mind. That's the emunah that we have to create. In these circumstances, is the best opportunity that I have. I have to be happy with it. You have to enjoy it. You have to praise Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, Chas V'Shalom, the other way around. You have to show the gratitude, the appreciation. Baruch Hashem, you placed me in such a circumstances. And that's how you be able to grow through it. You have to improve through it. Hashem is like, you know, to enjoy all the delays.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.